Come behold the wondrous mystery in the dawning of the King. He, the theme of heaven's praises, robed in frail humanity. In our longing, in our darkness, now the light of life has come. Look to Christ who condescended, took on flesh to ransom us. Come behold the wondrous mystery, He the perfect Son of Man. In His living, in His suffering, never trace nor stain of sin. See the true and better Adam come to save the hell-bound man. Christ the great and sure fulfillment of the law, in Him we stand. Come behold the wondrous mystery, Christ the Lord upon the tree. In the stead of ruined sinners hangs a lamb in victory. See the price of our redemption, see the Father's plan unfold, bringing many sons to glory, grace unmeasured, love untold. Come behold the wondrous mystery, slain by death the God of life. But no grave could e'er restrain Him, praise the Lord, He is alive. What a foretaste of deliverance, how unwavering our hope. Christ in power resurrected, as we will be when He comes. What a foretaste of deliverance, how unwavering our hope. Christ in power resurrected, as we will be when He comes.
Good evening. So thankful to have each of you here with us tonight as we gather to celebrate the birth of our Lord and as we partake in a Christmas candlelight service for that very purpose, to come behold the wondrous mystery of Christ incarnate, the eternal Son of God, robed in human flesh for us. What I want to do is I want to open us up with a brief word of scripture, and I want to pray. If you do not have a candle, please get a candle for one of our deacons. That'll come in handy later in the service, and we'll give you instructions for when we do that. For now, let's open us up with a call to worship from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has come to conceive a son also. And this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we come before you just in awe of this story, in awe of the truth of the gospel, that when we needed it the most, you in your great love sent your son to be born of a virgin, to live the faithful life we could not live in and of ourselves, to die on a cross, to be raised from the dead, and now to be the ascended Lord of all. I reflect on Mary's words there, so submissive to your will, that whatever you would have for her is what she would submit to. And so, God, I pray that as we reflect on Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord, we would be a people who would submit our lives to you, that we would give our whole being, minds, words, and actions submissive to your will, so that we can say, "What you have for me, that's what I'll do. What you have for me, that is what I will do." God, we pray that you would exalt your name powerfully tonight, that you would strengthen and edify your church, and if any here don't know you, that they would be drawn to the bright light that is Jesus Christ. In Christ's name I pray, amen.
I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just wanna sing this song to you. It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A couple came to Bethlehem, expecting child. They searched the inn to find a place, for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east. To Bethlehem the wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And into the place at which you were. Their frankincense and gold and myrrh they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I know you came to rescue me. This baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for me and you. My sins would drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him up, the babe, the son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and lamb are feeding? Would Christian fear for sin? The silent word is pleading. Nail, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me and you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. Bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise the song on high. The virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the son of Mary. The babe, the son of Mary. The babe, the son of Mary.
Oh,
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine. Led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, and all our trials born to be our friend. He knows our need. To weakness is no stranger. Behold your King. Power and glory.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Dear Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus, the light of the world, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that this church will be a reflection of your light, Lord, that all who come here will see you, Lord. I pray for everyone here, Lord, that we will never forget, Lord, what Christmas is about. Is it about you? You coming into the world and giving us light. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far. And to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel. And by the light. and to follow the star wherever it went. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel.
Amen. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I promise not to be too long-winded. And to be honest with you, if you can hear me, I don't know if I'm going to survive the service. So there's that. Luke chapter 2 is where we're going to be. I'm going to allow Scripture to speak, do all the heavy lifting. And then I want you to briefly reflect on Mary. Mary as a model Christian disciple. Mary as a model theologian, you could say. And I'll bring that out here in a moment. But I want to read Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8, reading it down to all the way to verse 20. And I want to make some reflections on verse 19, just briefly. I'm going to read a lot more that's on the screen, so sorry about that. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for they had heard and seen as it had been told. I want to draw your attention just briefly to verse 19 and the distinction that Luke makes, by the way, between the response of the shepherds, which is fine as it is, and the response of Mary. The shepherds are in this temporary awe. They can't believe what they have seen, but that will pass. But, that's a distinctive conjunction, but Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Treasuring up, pondering. And these two ideas have the idea of preserving, protecting something close to you. She treasured these facts in her heart. But then notice this, she pondered them. She pondered them. This is the act of contemplation, the act of meditation. She worked them in her mind, comparing them to other things. She chewed on them. She rolled them over in her mind. She treasured them. She preserved them. And then she pondered them in her heart. And this, for Mary, is actually a way of life. This is how she does Christian discipleship. How do I know that? Well, look with me yet again at verse 51 of chapter 2. Do you remember when she loses Jesus just for a moment? Everybody can relate to that. She loses him. Where is Jesus? He's in the temple. Great. And what does he look at verse 51. "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart." Do you see Mary's way of Christian discipleship, her way of following the Lord Jesus, who happens to be her infant son, is to treasure up and to preserve these things in her heart, and then to meditate, ruminate, and to ponder them deeply. Why do I say that Mary is a model for Christian discipleship, and maybe even a good example of what a Christian theologian is to be? If I can be said this gently, because none of us think too greatly of God. We don't think too often about him. We don't contemplate him enough. We have not met our quota for faithful meditation. Oh, how much there is to consider. Oh, how much there is to ponder. How much there is to meditate on. And that's what I want you to reflect on just for a moment. I want you to meditate and treasure and ponder God as an end to himself, because it's good to reflect on God being God. God sending the Son who is eternal, of equal majesty and glory with the Father and the Spirit. That in and of itself is worthy of meditation. But then I want you to ponder, and I want to meditate on God and sending the Son and sending the Spirit in relation to your life. I want to encourage you to treasure and ponder God just for being God. But then I want you to ponder and reflect on your life in relation to God in the sending of Christ himself. So no doubt Mary was just aghast at all that she heard, or the angels had proclaimed, that the baby that she's holding in her arms was the Davidic Messiah promised in Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel hundreds of years ago. But no doubt also she was reflecting about herself, wasn't she? What does this mean for the little baby I carry in my arms? What does this mean for me? And we know how that story ends, don't we? Think deeply about God for the sake of thinking about God, but then think deeply about your life in relation to God. Nate, do you mean to tell me that there's something about me changing diapers in the middle of the night that has anything to do with God sending Jesus? That's exactly what I'm saying. The fears that I have, the anxieties that I have, my uncertainty about the future, how I feel about my job, how I live day to day with my spouse, all of my life has to do with God and all things related to him. That's exactly what I'm saying. Learn from Mary and treasure up and ponder all the goodness of Christmas for what it is. The goodness of God, the love of God, sending the Son to be born of a virgin to die for sinners. Fruitful in and of itself. But then also, think about your life and all things about your life always in relation to Jesus. And that's my job, by the way. If you didn't know what my job was, here it is. I am to connect your life, all of it, to Jesus. That's my job. Consider Christ and Christ alone for who he is, and then your life in relation to God. And if we do that, if we think about God for the sake of thinking about him and relate our life to all things about what God has done in Christ, I think we will find greater joy in Christmas, greater perseverance through pain, and all the reasons to continue to sing as we will do tonight. What I'm going to do now is we're going to light the candles so that we can join in pondering and treasuring through song. I am going to light my candle from the Christ candle, and then I am going to help you light yours. Kenny, would you mind helping me with this, actually? I'm going to take this side of the room, and Brother Kenny is going to take this side of the room. And what we're going to do is we're going to light the first person's candle in that row, and then if you'll please light the candles beside you, that would be a great help to us. And when we get back to our seat, we're going to sing together.
Should nothing of our effort stand, no legacy survive, unless the Lord does raise the house, in vain its builders strive. To you who boast tomorrow's gain, tell me, what is your light? A mist that vanishes at dawn, all glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ our King. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. All glory be to Christ. His will be done, His kingdom come, on earth as is above. Who is Himself our daily bread, praise Him, the Lord of love. Let living water satisfy the thirsty without price. We'll take a cup of kindness, yet all glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ our King. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. All glory be to Christ. When on the day the great I am, the faithful and the true, the Lamb who was for sinners slain, is making all things new. Behold, our God shall live with us, and be our steadfast light, and we shall e'er His people be. All glory be to Christ. All glory be to Christ our King. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. All glory be to Christ.
After the benediction, we dismiss. You can make your way out the center, and you can put your candles after you blow them out into the baskets. But thank you for being here. Merry Christmas. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you.